present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week at the Corn Exchange in Cambridge. Generally regarded as the finest university city in the world, Oxford is 85 miles away. Notable Cambridge alumni include theologian Desiderius Erasmus, the most influential humanist of the Northern Renaissance, Sir Isaac Newton, who defined gravity and the three laws of motion, Charles Darwin, whose Origin of Species challenged the entire basis of Western religion, and Graham Garden, who knocked over a cardboard model of the post office tower with a fluffy kitten. The city of Cambridge first came to prominence with the Roman occupation in AD 40, when they built a road to Peterborough. The granite slab over aggregate construction remains in near-perfect condition after almost 2,000 years, despite the dozen or so times it must have been used. The fine straight roads of East Anglia were constructed to ease military transportation by the famous 7th Legion, who considered themselves an elite force secure in the knowledge that the roads were built solely for their use. The equivalent today would be BMW drivers. We are today guests of the Cambridge Corn Exchange. When not in use as an entertainment venue, the Corn Exchange is used as an examination hall for students at the university. What must this room be like when it's full of people sitting in silence, occasionally checking their watches? We'll find out after I say, let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrooke Taylor and David Mitchell. And please welcome the lady who loves to score wherever we go, the delightful Samantha. OK, teams, the first round this week is called Round One. And it's about movies. There's little to beat curling up in front of the TV with a classic British film to enjoy. I used to love that one set in a POW camp where they dressed a wooden dummy up in army uniform. Michael Caine, I think it was. Many famous movies have follow-ups or sequels, but what about prequels? So, teams, your suggestions, please, of movies that might have preceded some well-known films. Barry, you can start.
You won't believe what Private Ryan's gone and done.
Tim.
FF, which is the prequel to Gigi.
David.
Cheese-based late supper on Elm Street.
Graham.
Night of the Living.
The Man Who Knew Enough.
Groundhog Day.
Robo Community Support Officer.
The prenatal ultimatum.
Let's just hope no invaders snatch these bodies.
Four engagements and a hospital visit.
Start up the Khyber.
Now, where's Red October gone?
Good morning, West Ham.
Dances with West Brom.
Dial L for libel.
The Cruel Bee.
A cracking night at Tiffany's.
Build your wagon.
Illegal immigrant Kane.
Oh, brother, don't thou go wandering off.
Well done, teams. How wise of you not to peak too early. It's music time now, with a game called One Song to the Tune of Another, where the teams... Yes. It's always best to applaud before these rounds, I find. Where the teams sing the words of one song to the tune of a different song. Now, I know exactly what you're thinking, teams. Isn't that a bit like a vampire? And you couldn't be more right. A vampire is, in effect, the incarnation of a song that spends its day in a coffin fueled on human blood or words. At night, however, the vampire comes out of the coffin to find fresh blood or different words. And this was the subject of many an old horror film. But who today could have an audience screaming in terror simply by lifting a wooden lid? At the piano, Colin Searle. Okay, so we'll start with you, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of The Ace of Spades by Motorhead to the tune of La Donna e Mobile.
If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me. The pleasure is to play, makes no difference what you say. I don't share your greed, the only card I need is the Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades, playing for the high one, dancing with the devil, going with the flow.
Well done, Tim, ruining two songs at once. So you now, Barry, I'd like you to sing the words of Psycho Killer by Talking Heads to the tune of Run Rabbit Run.
I can't seem to face up to the facts. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep because my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, kiss, 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 I say. Far, 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 far better, run, 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 run away. Oh, 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 psycho killer, kiss, 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 say.
Thank you, Barry, and don't worry, we'll just tell everyone that your hot water bottle burst. So, your turn now, David. I'd like you to sing the words of Sometimes When We Touch to the tune of The Lambeth Walk.
You ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie. Oi! And who am I to judge you on what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you. Oi! And sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide. I wanna hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides. Oi!
finally, Graham, I'd like you to sing the words of Wannabe by the Spice Girls to the tune of Scotland the Brave.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna ha, I wanna ha, I wanna ha, I wanna ha. I wanna really, really, really wanna zigzag ha. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, make it fast.
So our next round is the Spot the Connections game. This is a bit like the old favourite Spot the Ball, a game devised by Eva Braun. That joke was sent to us by Mr. Martin Bormann of Argentina. The game is all about spotting connections between a list of people or items. Teams, your job is to work out what connects them. So the first of the lists goes to you, Graham. Staying in bed, peanut butter, vomiting, hot showers, rubbing lemon into your armpit, and chocolate.
I recognise that. That's a student timetable.
They're all hangover cures.
Mm. Same thing.
So, Tim, here's one for you. Can you connect this list? Bad art, antique vibrators, toilets, lawnmowers, genitalia, footwear, and presents for Kim Jong-il.
I think what's missing from that is cuddly toy. They're all on the conveyor belt, North Korea's version of For the Generation Game.
They all have museums dedicated to them.
Good gracious.
Yeah. How long do you spend?
Well, it depends who
you
go with.
How do you persuade people to give things to the Museum of Genitalia? I mean, yes, people who don't want their genitalia, but wish them to be preserved for posterity.
Yes, on kind loan by David Mitchell.
Yes, who said he wasn't using them.
Barry, can you connect the following? Jack D, William Shakespeare, fairly obvious, I would have thought. Yeah. Margaret Thatcher. Fern Britton and Bing Crosby.
All proposed hosts, for I'm sorry I haven't a clue. And I wanted Fern Britton.
So did I. Actually, they all were or are parents of twins.
Oh.
Yeah. Something I didn't know until tonight, so... And, David, can you connect the following? Trousers, bowler hat, an aubergine, your bum, jelly, a love bite, and braces.
Are they all things not to forget on your first day at boarding school?
Oh, dear. Are we about to hear about the bullying again? in actual fact, they're items that Americans have different words for. Americans say trousers or pants, an aubergine. There are many different words that the Americans use. Americans say sidewalk, and we say please and thank you. Some Americans in, I think, at the back. Don't worry, we'll explain the joke later. Another one for you, Graham. Can you connect the following? Backwind, baggy wrinkle, bottomry, double-ender, gusset, and spanking.
Good Lord, they're my solicitors.
They're actually all nautical terms.
Oh, I thought they were the name for the hobbits in the porn version of The Lord of the Rings.
Yes, be careful if you Google any of those, I'd say.
gusset spanking.
Nurse!
Sorry, did I say that out loud? Here's some for you, any of you to have a go at. How about these? Mr. Charlesworth, Joyous Errand, The General's Daughter, Blind Spot, The Two-Headed Spy, and Somewhere in the Night.
Oh, yes, I know this. These are all Prince Charles's nicknames for his penis.
You have been to the museum. Yeah.
Yeah, so you get a free tour if you're a benefactor.
Nice to visit it, though. In actual fact, they are, this is a bit of trivia, all films or TV shows in which Michael Caine played bit parts. Manhole. Stewardess. Ugly. Lazy. Stupid.
These are the original names of the Spice Girls.
They all have politically correct equivalents these days. A manhole is a utility hole, and ugly is cosmetically challenged, and so on and so forth. I think you know.
That's differently interesting.
Yes, yes. It is. I agree. And finally, mouse-eared, whiskered, nut-coloured, dwarf dog-faced, gloomy tube-nosed, rusty and hairless.
Adrian Childs.
They are all types of bat. Well, the next round will involve a certain amount of fun being poked at the BBC's commissioning process. In fact, it's often said the BBC is run by a Cambridge mafia, so I'd better be careful what I say. I wouldn't want to wake up to find a severed port decanter in my bed. We should take the opportunity to remember the legendary veteran BBC sports editor Stuart Beadley, who recently passed away at his home peacefully in his sleep, watching England play Algeria. Nothing is more important to the successful commissioning of a show than its title. So, teams, I'd like you to introduce some programmes that have been commissioned solely on the basis of a clever or punning title. David, you could start this one.
Now on Radio 4, an acute sufferer from OCD talks movingly about how his condition, which results in an obsessive hoarding of all bodily excretions, led to an even greater than normal sense of violation when he returned home to discover he was being burgled in Are You Taking the Piss?
Graham?
ITV Saturday at 7 o'clock. A team of celebrities try unsuccessfully to defuse an unexploded World War II bomb. That's a blast from the past.
Channel 4 at 10 tonight, a documentary on how irritating members of the royal family refuse to leave their private jet. That is, the raining pains stay mainly on the plane.
Barry?
Coming up on BBC Three, glamour model Katie Price pays a visit to Bakewell in Derbyshire to discover the secret of their eponymous pastry. That's Britain's favourite tart. Paying a visit to Derbyshire.
Tonight at 9 o'clock on BBC One, Ian Hislop and Paul Merton return with Have I Ripped Off the News Quiz for You?
Now on BBC Three, Wayne Rooney presents a simple guide to double-entry bookkeeping in Double-Entry Bookkeeping, An Idiot's Guide.
At 10 o'clock, we trace the England team's track record in the Soccer World Cup since 1966. That's Lost on Channel 4.
In the next round, the teams will be boasting about some impressive aspects of their lives. According to his website, today's guest, David Mitchell, has won the British Academy Television Award for Best Comedy Performance, Best Television Actor at the Comedy Awards, a Royal Television Society Award, a BAFTA for Best Situation Comedy, Best TV Comedy at the South Bank Show Awards, and a Golden Rose of Montreux, all in the last 4 years. Well, David, between them, our three regular team members have been in the business for nearly 130 years. And no one's ever heard them going on about winning awards. Okay, the teams will take the roles of guests at a party boasting about something, where each must try to outdo the preceding boaster. Tim, off you go.
I've just got myself a wonderful new 50-inch TV set.
50 inches?
Yeah, yes.
Mine's so big I can't get in the room.
I've actually got a top-of-the-range, state-of-the-art television in my phone. And the picture's so good that I think people are living in my hand.
I've now got a huge HD set. It's enormous. It takes up half the living room. But I do get a beautiful lifelike picture of half the living room.
I've got the new intravenous one that you get the full high definition picture on your eyeballs.
Oh, you're still on the intravenous. I've got the full flesh 3D, where the people on the screen actually enter your life and befriend you.
Yes, there's not much choice, though, is there, on that? I've got a satellite television now. I have to go up in a rocket to watch it.
Right, so, change of conversation subject.
Oh, boy. My BP shares have not performed well. Oh. Made quite a loss. I've taken quite a hit.
Oh, yeah, well, you've been comparatively lucky. I've had an absolutely disastrous credit crunch. I put half my money into an Icelandic bank and the other half into an Icelandic flying school.
Goodness knows when I can retire my pension, you see. I can't keep up my pension.
I'll have to retire 10 years ago.
I think you did.
Yeah, well, I was advised, because of the recession, to put all my money into short selling. But then it was the wettest summer on record. You know, shorts went through the floor, so...
I put everything into Y-front. Quite a...
next subject, you're starting it.
Yes, well, that's all very well, but we've decided to save the planet for our grandchildren. So, recycling. We're recycling everything.
Actually, we're recycling. We're recycling, actually, our grandchildren. We're giving them to someone who really needs them.
Why did it have to be us? Well, that's, the gesture was appreciated, but we've had to move to a bigger yurt.
Oh, you're still living in a yurt? Yeah, I had one of those. But no, I moved out because, of course, with the wood stove, it's not terribly carbon neutral, and I believe passionately in being carbon neutral for the future. And so I have all my farts offset. Every time I trump, a tree is planted on my behalf in Borneo.
Borneo? Mm. In Borneo? Borneo. Oh, dear. Well, whenever our dog farts, I reforest an entire island in the Indian Ocean. And then we eat the dog.
We bottle our farts. We run our car on them, actually. It's sort of fart burning, but trouble is, as you drive past, people shout, "Was that you?"
We keep our car stationary in a hot place and use it as an oven.
Yes.
You can slow cook pets.
Yes, we tried that, but now we've got a real oven that burns agars.
Well, we're not fond of eating, even, and have ceased to eat anything except ourselves. We are gradually recycling ourselves from the feet up.
Right. Who said that?
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in There is just time to fit in a round of hospital songbook. Coincidentally, Barry was in hospital a while ago and spent the day in one of those gowns that leave your backside hanging out, exposed to the world. And that'll be the last time they call Barry when they need an entertainer for their Christmas party. OK, teams, your suggestions, please, of song titles likely to appeal to an audience of hospital patients, doctors and nurses. So, David, maybe you could start.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Barry.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Tim.
They left my heart in San Francisco.
Graham.
Hold it, flash bang, wallop, what a fracture.
I want to hold your gland.
Careless sister.
See what the boils on the backside will have.
Cold finger.
They can't take that away from me.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Doctor, no.
Great bowels of fire.
I got flu, babe.
Knees up, Mother Brown.
Hey, you, get off my commode.
Brown girl in the ring, show me emotion.
Crazy little thing called morphine.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the North Korean football manager of time calls up the sub of fate, and his team captain points out you're not technically allowed to fire torpedoes in a World Cup game, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Cambridge, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrooke Taylor and David Mitchell were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.